Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, America. How are you all doing today out there as our listeners that are listening this morning? We'd just like to say good morning and welcome to our Mornings at the Mansion show. And I am your host, Marlo Mosey, and my ever so amazing sister is my co-host, and that is Anthony Michelle.
Good morning.
Good morning, Anthony. How are you today?
I am blessed indeed.
Wow, I tell you, girl, we are just wrapping it up for this whole 6 months of anticipation, waiting for this amazing event that we're kind of all getting ready for and geared up for. So we'll kind of talk about that a little bit later as we transition through the show, but we would just like to let you know that we're coming live to you this morning from the Mansions on Park Road. And we are located at 2700 West Park Road Drive, and that is Pantego, Texas, 76013. Yes, and it is such an amazing day today.
Oh,
yes, so we had the last few days was just rain. It's that theory of the April showers. Okay, and we're excited about that because we need that. You know, we need the saturation in the land today. So we just, first of all, want to just thank the Lord for the rain. You know, because anytime you have those storms, we have such perfect weather to follow. Okay. So we're just hoping that today is going to be a call for sunshine.
Yeah.
But if it's rain, we take that too, right?
Yeah.
Just whatever the Lord has to offer. So how's your day going this morning, Anthony, or your morning going?
Oh, wonderful.
Wonderful. Well, you look fabulous today.
Thank you, ma'am.
I mean, that hair is on point. Girl,
you
just got it going on today. So we just pray that everyone is going to have a fantastic day, or that you would have an anticipation of having a fantastic day today. So it's all about what we anticipate.
That's
you
true.
Know, so no matter what, just get it, you know, get your mindset right to have a beautiful a magnificent day, and believing you will, and walking it out and having it.
There it is.
Okay. So we are going to just encourage our callers to call in this morning. We have an incredible topic today, and our call-in number is 646-668-2247. That's 646-668-2247. And as always, we're going to go to our very first amazing song this morning for our commercial and just kind of get everybody geared up to get ready for what the Lord has in store for us today.
Don't let me lose my way. I'm going to shout your name, hallelujah. Hey. The things you have planned for me, I'll be seeking you forever and ever. Hey.
Welcome back, everyone, as we are here at our morning show here at the Mansion on Park Row. And we have an incredible topic today that we're just going to put out there and hope that everyone, all of our listeners, will take the time to call in today, or if you decide you want to correspond and write, we'll kind of give you that information once again at the end of the show. So good morning, and our topic today is having a big talk with Jesus. Mm-hmm. And for everyone that wants to kind of know what that is, you know, as we, in our time of growing up, we always heard, just have a little talk with Jesus and everything's going to be all right.
Yes.
And which it is,
mm-hmm.
you know, but at this stage in our life, we need to be having some really big talks
yes.
with him and just walking it out every day and learning how to give him those, stemming back to our very first beginning of our show, the first fruits of giving him your time and your love and your energy and your finances and your just your conversation, you know, and being engaged in that. And when you do that, you are creating that solid foundation of having an incredible relationship, you know, when you do that. And one of the things that you were talking about, Anthony, as we kind of subbed in this, and you gave a great scripture reference in 1 Thessalonians.
Mm-hmm.
Let me kind of go to that scripture for us this morning, where you talked about what the Lord has in store for us through the conversation. That's 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5 and verse, is that 16 through 18? Let's see here. Okay. And what the way that scripture reads this morning, it says, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. It says, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you and me. So if the word says that,
mm-hmm.
that's what we need to be doing. Because when we have, in the thought process of our conversations, a lot of people really believe that when you are talking to the Lord that you have to have this long, drawn-out type of prayer,
right?
You know, mm-hmm. but really, just like you and I have our conversations
mm-hmm.
every day, you know, mm-hmm. communications, that's the way the Lord wants us to come to him, just to be able to just sit down and talk with him. You know?
It's really that simple. Just as simple as that.
Okay.
And it's not that complicated. And it's not ritualistic,
right?
Where
right.
you get caught up in whatever that is, but it's you know, just like you would conversate with your loved ones, your
right.
mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, because he is all that.
Yes,
and that's true.
You know, and the only way you can have a relationship with anyone,
communication,
ma'am, you have to spend time with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way you get to know them.
Yes.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I like really know them. You know, because if not, you're going to be in a place of assumption, you know, assuming or guessing or,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's not even a relationship. That's just a hot mess. That really is. You know, so we just encourage everyone to write these scriptures down and go back and read them as we go throughout our topics today in the show and in your downtime, you know, because that's when the Lord really speaks to us and we can really hear him in our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
In that quiet place is what we talked about a few topics ago, the secret place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just amazing how he's given us the meat of the topics and how they all come together in the same essence of us just always having an ear to hear, you know. But in this season, the Lord is encouraging us to just talk with him
mm-hmm.
and spend time with him and having not just a small 10-minute sessions, even if that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we really need to set aside some really good quality time, you know,
mm-hmm.
for him
yeah.
because he is so worthy of that. He deserves, you know, who we are. He created
mm-hmm.
us, and he just wants to kind of sit down and,
yeah.
you know, he knows what's on our heart anyway. But just, you know, just like as a mom,
mm-hmm.
you know, with your kids, you know, you can kind of tell. I had this little scenario with my daughter yesterday. I just picked up the phone, and I called her. And when I called her, I actually could tell she was either something was going on or maybe she was running or walking, just in her voice.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, I stopped in the middle of it. I was like, are you okay? Are you running soon? She's like, yeah, I was just walking a baby to school or whatever. Because, you know, you just know.
Right.
So when that's how God is, you know. He knows already what's going on with us. You know, he just wants to say, hey, are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just like, you know. What's going on, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, let me know if you need me or I'm here or just whatever, you know? So we just have to know that Abba,
mm-hmm.
our Father,
yes, yes.
really genuinely wants to sit down and have a big talk with us, you know, to find out about what's really on our hearts or our needs or just the things that are, you know, that, yeah, that concerns
yes.
us, yeah. So I would just like to know where your heart is on that, Anthony, and how do you... do that on a daily, weekly.
Well, I mean, I guess that prayer without ceasing, like I said, it's not a ritualistic type of thing, but it is a constant, I call a constant checking in. Or, like, when you're going about your day, I say, okay, Dad,
mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to the mansion today, Dad. You know, what is it that you would have me to do, say, to your people today? You know, or I have this particular garment, or I have this particular thing that I'm creating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I need your help. I need your guidance. What will fit your daughter best?
Right.
What would she love? You know. And, you know, things like that, just constantly, it's like a constant checking in or
right.
constant involving him in everything, in every aspect
right.
of my life. That's how I look at a prayer without ceasing.
Right.
So,
and sometimes people
yeah.
think that that's kind of ridiculous.
Right.
And I know exactly
that.
Where you're coming from
mm-hmm.
in your day-to-day because, like, the gift that he gave you, you function in it. So if
yes.
he gave it to you, hello.
Then who better
that,
than
yeah.
to
yeah.
work that
yeah.
out? Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I tell you, I often, it kind of gets hilarious to me sometimes, but it's really serious. At the same time, you know, I find myself doing that, you know, especially when I kind of lean in a little bit more with him when I'm doing, like, color. Okay.
Yeah.
Because, what hair color, we'll say that, because that is a place that it's an individual. I mean,
yeah.
a hairstyle is too, but when you are really dealing with color, you know, it's a theory.
Yeah, man.
Okay, it's a theory. And you know what you're looking at, and you know what the formulas are, because that's where the chemist part of me, I just want y'all to know that I am a chemist. Okay. Yes, that's the chemist's gift that I have. So what I do is I like, okay, I know I need this for that because, you know the underlying.
Oh, yeah.
The basic.
The base.
Yeah. So I need this and I need to make that pop. So, okay, Lord. So I just stand there and wait, get a word. And then he'll just give it to me. Go ahead and get that box. Just add a little pinch of that.
Yes.
And that. And
yes.
then the color turns out, I mean,
oh, my goodness.
So perfect.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, how do you do that? I was like, I didn't do nothing. I just said, hey, let me run over here and get with the Lord because he's going to show me what to do or how to do it. But in an essence,
mm-hmm.
with you being a designer
yes.
and that individual person,
mm-hmm.
you seek him for the best result
yes.
for that actual client
exactly.
at that actual time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing how.
Yeah. And when they put that garment
yeah.
out. And I can identify with the chemist portion. When it comes to the natural product,
yes.
and me creating that,
yes.
I mean, oh my goodness, when I stepped out there, first and foremost, it was for, I used to do that when my kids were young. I mean, I was all natural, everything had to be,
mm-hmm.
you know, all of that. And then, you know, after you have three kids, you get into reality sometimes.
Your body is.
And so, but, well, my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer,
mm-hmm.
and that whole putting the chemicals on her skin and
mm-hmm.
and whatnot, it came back to me, and just instantly the Father had downloaded several recipes, and there had to be a point of reference,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So there's research that I had been doing for a while.
Okay.
And so it had to be like just right, just to do this, to do that. And how is this going to affect the body? How is this, you know, what healing properties will this, you know? So I do understand and
get with
that. And I'm just, you know, this comes with, I mean, this bottom line, that comes with the relationship. And the thing about it, what blows your mind is that when you hear it and when you do your research behind it and find out that everything that he had told you in your spirit, man, all the truths that come out of you, I mean, it's just so mind-blowing. Oh, my God, yes. What?
Yeah, yeah, it is.
And it's like, oh, my goodness.
It is,
so,
you know.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Thank you for sharing that in the depth, you know, because a lot of people that obviously is someone that maybe has struggled in that arena that's listening today, you know, and knowing that, you know, really, when you go in and you seek him for every detail of, you know, the things that concern you, you know, whether it be that or whether it be just a relationship or whether it's whatever, you know, he is going to lead and guide you into all truth. Okay, so that is just so amazing to know that God cares about the simpler things that people don't think that God cares about. But he cares about everything concerning his children, you know. And we just want to encourage our listeners today to be mindful that when the enemy comes in and try to discourage you, like nobody cares.
Oh, girl.
Just know that you know that you know.
He does do that.
Yeah, he'll just hurt
you.
Yeah.
You have your mind if you allow it.
Yeah.
But then you have to also remind yourself who you are in him and that the authority that you have. Because even with that voice, you can tell it to be quiet. You know, just shut up, go back to the pit, do whatever it is.
That's
you
it.
Know, shut it down. You have that authority to do that.
And you really do. So what we're going to do, America, is we're going to go to commercial, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about these incredible acronyms that the Holy Spirit is leading us into this morning. So we'll be back.
Streets of my mind.
Well, welcome back to our Mornings at the Mansion show. And once again, I am your host, Marlo Mosby, and my amazing, beautiful co-host, Ms. Angela Michelle. And we are coming live here this morning from the Mansions on Park Row, which is located at 2700 West Park Row Drive, Pantego, Texas, 76013. And we definitely encourage our callers to call in this morning. And our call-in number is 646-668-2247. And we are going to just kind of merge right on in where we left off at. And we're going to kind of talk about what the Lord is speaking about now. We commonly divide our prayer into acronyms. We really do. So this is kind of the depth of the teaching this morning. So y'all just tune in, okay? And it's called ACTS, and with the first one being our adoration. And our adoration is just pretty much our praise, which is amazing because in that first fruit, I mean, praise is, the definition of praise is to commend or to applaud or to magnify, okay? That is the definition of our adoration. And living a life of praise is not only the most enjoyable way to live, but it's also the most powerful way to change your life. It really is, because when you get caught up in your praise, and it's such a sweet aroma in his nostrils, so sweet, as you go up in that, you forget about your troubles. You forget about those things that are pulling you to the left and to the right, and you kind of line up, because a lot of times we talk about the cross, and on the cross, the parallel, which is the longest part of the cross, which is considerably representing you and God, and the horizontal part of the cross is how we flow in the natural life, okay? So you want to always make sure that you're lined up on the cross, and praise is always a great way to get realigned. You know, when you, find yourself getting in a place of just trying to stress about things or not confident, you know, in our places. But praise is also, it's like an engine in our lives on the train. It's it's what makes things happen. Praise does. Yes. You know, so I just encourage anyone that's kind of in a place, you know, stuck in a rut. You know how you kind of get just like stuck. And that's even for us as believers, you know, because, you know, we kind of get in a place of where, you know, we feel like, well, you know, things are not moving, or we sometimes feel like, you know what, the Lord is not even hearing my prayer. And I am having a big talk with Jesus, you know, but is he really listening? Well, absolutely he is, you know. But the thing about that is a lot of times the Lord loves us so much, he is not going to allow things to transition in our lives until the timing is right, you know. So that's why we just have to know that we know, you know. And we're going to kind of go to Jeremiah 33 this morning, and it's going to just kind of let us know what the Lord is saying to us this morning. And in that, Jeremiah 33:3 reads, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not." So with that, you know, he says it in his words that just call on him, you know, and the call is the prayer or the conversation, you know, and the praise, you know. So can you imagine that ingredient in your morning, every morning?
Oh my goodness.
Okay, when you just, you know, take the time to have a big talk. And I just can't encourage, you know, our listeners even the more right now to just be able to just really do that, you know. And knowing that, in doing that, it is to allow the Lord to know that we're there for him. But he's also, give him an opportunity to be there for you too, you know. So how do you feel about that, especially concerning your praise this morning, Angela?
Oh, well, definitely. When it comes to walking it out. There are times when you are like, you know, whatever it is you're going through, and to to tap in or to usher that whole experience of being with him. It is having, first of all, that servant attitude and or heart giving and wanting to serve him, to recognize that all the things that he's done for you. And sometimes you have to tap into that. Remember what he has done and the things that he's already brought you through.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes tapping into that praise, or, because I'll do that too, you know, put in, you know, your favorite gospel, or, you know, just plug in and just, you know, I can just let him have it. Just give it to him. And just praise him. And
it's a place of emptying, too. You just empty out and get rid of all those thoughts and worries and even suggestions and ideas that are not for you, whether it be at that time, good, bad, or indifferent. You know, you just have to trust him in it. But that's a great way to do that, is in the place of praise, you know. And also, your faith isn't complete without your praise. Okay? It's not complete without your praise, because praise affects you.
Mm-hmm.
It affects the devil. And it definitely affects God. Praise also, it touches everything and every part of your life. Praise is also a great tool to help us achieve whatever we need to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the Bible says that God inhabits the praises of his people. And the word inhabit means to live in, or to occupy, or to have a home. Okay? And praise elevates us into God's presence.
Mm-hmm.
And not only in his presence, but also in his power.
Yes.
Okay? So, that, and I'm telling you, when you do that, you feel like who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
You know that you can slay any giant. And then we become for real giant slayers. Okay? Yes, because that is part of our lineage. That's part of our DNA, you know, and our bloodline, you know, as heirs to the kingdom, you know. When I'm faced with an adversity,
mm-hmm.
the spirit of, you know, the Lion of Judah, whoop,
it
just starts up, you know, and I'm just like, what? And then you know that you're more than a conqueror. Because at that time, it's the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
That we don't know. But once you get into that place and you praise and you, the Lord edifies you, because as you're edifying him, he edifies you. And you meet up together in this place in the supernatural. And you can take on anything in the natural,
mm-hmm.
because you bring in that supernatural into the natural. And it saturates and it penetrates and it makes room for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And as you walk, God goes before you. And, you know, he moves all the stuff out of the way and gives you just a straight, clear, narrow path. You know? So I just encourage you to get your praise on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And praise them like, you know, like even pretty much lost your mind.
Right.
Yes. I mean, just become radical in who you are, you know. And yes, you do. And you just know, you know, and nothing anybody does or says affects you, because you have the mindset that, you know what, I'm not even going to entertain that. But in the natural, you be want to what? So I have to stay in the supernatural, you know, so that I can, you know, stay lined up. And I always, like I said, mentioned before, think about the cross, you know, and I'm just always mindful that I want to really represent the kingdom, you know, and we never know who's watching us, you know. And as a matter of fact, when you make those confessions, and that's kind of what we're going to talk about next. When you make those confessions of who you are and who God is in your life, I mean, the big eye is on you. The big one. Okay? Yes, people, you know, but they don't understand that we're human too. You know, we're people too. You know, and that's why it's so important when the word says that we have to die every day. You know, daily. We do, you know, so that we can allow God to, you know, live in us. You know, that spirit man, right? up. So I just encourage, you know, everyone that's listening to just, you know, be all you can be, you know, and take that extra time to have those big talks with Jesus, you know, and, you know, let him know, you know, your concerns, because he's concerned about what concerns you. So what do you feel about that, Anthony, concluding in the portion of our adoration, which is our praise?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, it's constant.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like, you know, thank you, Jesus. Ooh, Father. You know,
yeah.
I just praise you, thank you for this or that. You know, it is constant, just like your prayers don't cease.
Yeah.
And there are times where, yes, you go into, like you said, that radical in just remembering.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've heard, you know, believers say, if you don't do anything else for
mm-hmm.
me,
mm-hmm.
you know, but we all know that it is limitless of what he will do. And you know, no matter the situation or the circumstances, that he will meet that need or that desire, you know, that you have concerning not only yourself but his people. So my thing is, again, it's constant.
Yeah.
It's a constant thank you, praise you. Ooh, Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, you just.
That's right.
Ooh, you
yeah.
know.
And with that, you know, that's kind of the portion of the confession, of the part of the Acts. So A is for the adoration, which is our praise. And the C in that is for the confession.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we're going to go to 1 John. 1 John 1 and 9. Okay. And this is so amazing because, like we were speaking about earlier, when we talk about, you know, who we are and what we're called to do, you know, and who is in us, you know, and we have to be mindful that once you do that, it releases so much of you, who you are, and it takes you into another place. But confession is a place of substance, of clarity and liberty for the soul. Okay, and John 1 and 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's amazing.
Not just some,
yeah.
just maybe,
yeah.
but all.
You know,
bring it to him, take it to him.
That's it. And we just have to confess it to him. We don't have to confess it to
man.
Anyone else. We just have to confess it to him, and he is so faithful to, you know, to forgive us, you know.
Like that, you know, I really missed it on that one, and, you know, it's just the way it is, you know, having your talk with him. I didn't really feel that, you know what, I didn't do that right.
That's it.
So, forgive me, first of all, I know that you look at my heart and, you know, the intent behind it, or sometimes you, like I said, you offend people or you do things that, and that wasn't your intention.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But,
that's
you know,
true.
Like you said, he's just faithful and just in it all. Just
and you know what? That's the thing. We were talking about this last week, too, on the show, when you have a call of repentance. Confession, repentance, it's all the same. A lot of people think you have to go through this long, drawn-out, you know, place. And we do have to ask that he forgive us, because in this word he says he forgives us from all.
Okay.
We are back. We had a what we call a technical difficulty, but that's how it is when you do it, technology. So we are back, and we just want to kind of roll back into where we were about the confessions and how, you know, the Lord flows with us, you know, in that place. And it's such an amazing place to be or to get to. That way, once you're there, you you kind of can flow, you know, out of those things that have had you bound. You know, and that's what confession is. And then once you do that, you just turn and you just walk into the light, as we talked about earlier. Okay, lastly, we talked about that, and it kind of led us back around, but we are going to look at James, the book of James, and we're just going to give you these scriptures to reference as you kind of go back, if you know, and listen to the show later, or you just want to write these scriptures down and have that to revert back so that you can have it with your own studies as we transition in the big talk with Jesus this morning. So we're going to James 5, chapter 5, and verse 16, where it says that when you confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that ye may be healed, because the effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. And that word fervent means, it really does, it means the hot prayers. That I'm like, smoking right now prayers. Yeah, because I get into those, ma'am, you know. And knowing that, because that's what the word says, the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous man availeth much, which means that, you know, your prayers have been and will be, continue to be answered, you know, because that's what the word says here. So I just thank the Lord for giving us the meat of the word to line up with the mandate of the topic today, you know, and just understanding that it is to be true, you know. And another scripture you can reference, we don't have to read that today, but it's Romans 3:23. So just kind of jot those scriptures down and kind of go back into that so that you can have that to reference to this morning. So in our acts of adoration, confessions, we have the T for Thanksgiving, okay? And in our Thanksgiving is the giving of thanks for everything that we receive at God's hand, okay? Because every good thing in our lives come ultimately from God, and we owe him thanks for it all. We do. We owe him that. You know, he is so worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our confession. And he's truly worthy of our Thanksgiving, you know, and every day. And we don't have to wait for Thanksgiving.
Right.
To be thankful, you know. Yeah, you know. Everything that we're talking about here, which is our adoration, our praise, is daily. The confessions are daily. Sometimes we sin and don't even really realize we're sinning, you know. But once we come into the knowledge of that, we must unload that.
Yeah.
You know. And they're just being thankful for the things that we have, you know, and the things to come. And that's what a lot of people say, you know what, Lord, I'm just going to thank you in advance, you know, for the things that I know that concerns you, concerning me. And I'm just going to thank you because I know even though it has not manifested yet, but I know it is to come. And then I know in the right time it will come, you know, the way you see fit. And that's just a place of trusting him so that she can be the trust too. Okay. Okay.
It's going to be all right.
Yes.
Got you.
It is, you know, but a lot of people, they just make it seem so hard. You know, they overthink things.
Yeah.
You know, they roll out of they get out of their way. They get all over their God business trying to work it out.
Right.
That's still a natural place.
Yes.
And you're looking for a supernatural blessing, but you in the natural. What are you doing?
Over
okay. Yes, I was just talking to one of my stylists here at the Mansion on Park Row this morning. She's so elated about her new magnificent life that she's really always had and that was already there for her. It's just so unbelievable how the enemy tries to convince her that she's not deserving of having a great life. But she's so deserving, so amazing, you know, and the enemy will try to keep you bound and make you feel like you don't deserve everything God has for you, you know, and it's yours for the taking. So take it.
It really is.
And run as fast as you can.
My dad owns everything.
Yeah, he does. He does.
And I walk around him just like that.
You better know.
You know what? You start telling, honey, like you said, you are, it is not about what it is, how you feel. Do I deserve that? Do I?
Yeah.
When you inherit something, it is something that is innate and given to you freely.
Yeah.
Christ has already done that for you.
Yeah.
So you walk in that.
It's called paid in full.
Oh, ma'am.
Okay?
Ma'am?
That's what it's called. That's what it's called.
There's nothing that you can't, I mean, there's nothing you can't do. I mean, it's already, you know.
It's yours for the take.
It is.
You know, he paid the price. And he it is paid in full. So anytime when you do a purchase, okay, and you go into, we're going to say, the Mansions Boutique, okay, and you go in for a handbag or accessories, shoes, or perhaps even an Anthony Michelle design. Okay. So you go in and you make whatever form of payment, whether it be bank card, cash, check, whatever. And once you make that transaction and it's complete and you leave with your garment or your purchase, there's no reason that you should walk away feeling like you took it or you don't deserve it.
Right.
Or, you know what I'm saying? Because you paid for that, and you paid it in full. You know, you didn't leave a balance. Okay? So that's kind of the way the Lord, that is exactly the way the Lord has done it for us. You know, he sacrificed everything for us so that we could have liberty first. You know?
Freedom.
Yeah, we can have freedom to be who he's called us to be, and we can live in this ever so amazing land, like the heirs that we really are. You know, so I just encourage everyone to, you know, serve the enemy, put him on notice, and let him know that you know who you are, you know, and that you're going to walk it out every day, you know. So we better go to commercial, sister, and kind of see what Asaba has to say. And by the way, Asaba will be our amazing guest live at our White Affair.
Yes.
So go ahead, Asaba.
Promise me when the moon.
back, everyone, to our Mornings at the Mansion show, which we are live here at the Mansions on Park Row at 2700 West Park Row Drive. That is Pantego, Texas, 76013. And just a little FYI, for those who do not know where Pantego, Texas is, we are pretty much on the west end of Arlington, kind of like we are in Arlington. We're just kind of like in the middle of Arlington,
right.
Just a little town that is about 8 blocks long and 8 blocks wide,
mm-hmm.
You know, but we are pretty much in Arlington, Texas. So just a little FYI. So we are going to conclude our topic this morning and in our acronyms of the ACTS and go to the S, which is for supplication. And supplication is just asking.
Mm-hmm.
It's a petition or a request,
mm-hmm.
Also known as the attitude and the state of our heart that accompanies prayer. That's the simplicity of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in our supplication, we also can become intercessors.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we intercede, it's always for someone else. So as we ask and petition,
mm-hmm.
you know, the Lord for different things, we also want to be mindful that we do that for someone else as well, that we intercede,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the other people as well. So we're going to kind of give you the scriptures to reference to, and you can kind of write these down. And that is Philippians 4 and 6, and then James 5 and 16. Okay? So that you can always go back and reference those and kind of read through them as you're in your study for the week. So we just encourage, you know, our callers to continue to listen,
mm-hmm.
our listeners to continue to listen, our callers to feel free to call in. And, you know, like we had mentioned before, if you feel that you don't want to call and you want to correspond, feel free to write us or email us at themansiononparkrow@yahoo.com or our physical, the morning show at the Mansion on Park Row, 2700 West Park Row Drive. So feel free to you know, correspond, and we'll definitely read your letters and correspond and encourage, you know, and just kind of be in that place where the Lord has called us to be in this season. So we have a few minutes for our Mansion event announcement. So, Anthony, you want to talk a little bit?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. The White Party. The White Affair.
Yes.
You guys, it is here. It is upon us. It is this Saturday.
Yeah.
You do not want to miss this. It is, you know, going to be a phenomenal event.
Yeah.
Saxophone player. Live.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sultry. Sultry girl.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
So, Saba is going to be our live performer, and we also have a DJ, and y'all know I love old school. So we can get in here and get our little groove on.
Yeah, for the music, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
So you want to come on out. So it's this Saturday. Okay,
yes.
So you can purchase your tickets. we are on Facebook, as well as you can go to Eventbrite to the White Affair,
mm-hmm.
At the Mansion on Park Row. So it's $50, but it comes with a meal.
Mm-hmm.
You get two tickets. Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention that we have a mixologist.
Yes,
you,
we do.
You know what?
Yes, we do. Miss Shauna.
Miss Shauna is getting ready to throw down. Yes, indeed.
Yes, she
so,
is.
You have two tickets. That includes two tickets to the mix to get drinks as well. So you guys really want to come out and enjoy and just the fellowship,
mm-hmm.
and see what's going on here at the Mansion on Park Row, because this is going to be one of many to come.
Yeah.
So we're
so
looking
excited.
Forward to that fellowship.
I'm so excited about all of that because, you know, this is really about a celebratory atmosphere, you know, and just celebrating each other,
mm-hmm.
and not having like a quote-unquote holiday, you know, and
mm-hmm.
just being, you know, people who love to celebrate one another, you know, and to feature some incredible people, you know, in business in music, you know, just, you know, to open up the atmosphere for gifts to flow, you know, and this is one of our first annual among many. So look forward for 2017 being just an array of celebration, you know. So we're excited about that. And as Anthony mentioned, you can go to Eventbrite and pull up the Mansion on Park Row, and it pulls up the White Affair. And you can also purchase your tickets here at the Mansion. But I just want to say that I'm so excited that we have our hands on the Encore HD Spring magazine. And those magazines are here at the Mansion. I don't know if it's any more at Barnes & Noble's because I think I got about all 50 of them. And they're almost gone. But look into any of the Walmart stores, or if you're in Dallas, Fort Worth, you should be able to find those on the bookshelves at the Barnes & Noble. So I'm so excited, and to go in and read the bio and see, you know, this great representation of the nations here, you know, at the Mansion on Park Row. Yes, but I just want to take these last few minutes to give an incredible shout-out to one of the most incredible people here on this grounds by the name of Vivica Giles. She is the amazing owner of V-Styles Bridal Glam. But the incredible thing about her is she, I'm telling you, she is just a conduit for bringing our businesses to higher heights. She will come in and do what she's called to do in every entity of this amazing complex, you know. So I'm just so excited to have her here and flowing and elevating, you know, as she elevates as well.
Yes, she does.
She puts us all in order. Get over there. Don't do that, okay? So you just have to appreciate people. You know, she knows how to stay in her lane, but she also knows how to put you in your lane, you know. And yeah, and she does that, and she's so effective in it and so feminine in it, you know. And I just want to – I thank God for her being here and being a part of this amazing team that we have of entrepreneurs, and just many blessings over her and her business and all the things that the Lord has in store for her. So we just wanted to take a moment. Head out to Vivica and say thank you, we love you, and we'll see you this evening. Okay, so I tell you, we thank everyone for listening, and this is the conclusion of our Morning at the Mansion show this morning. So we look forward to you guys tuning in and chiming in on next week's show. And like, once again, we don't know what God has to say, but you're going to know on next Tuesday morning at 10, so we will see you guys there, and we're going to sell out with the most amazing Unblind Me by Cree Perkins. So, you guys know.
Let me lose a way.